Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Tuesday afternoon, and what an incredible Tuesday afternoon it is. Just really beautiful and very comfortable. It's going to be great today. Have you noticed the forecast for this weekend is just like last weekend? They're calling for showers, possibly severe storms on Saturday, and Sunday's going to be beautiful. And Sunday's the day of the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Metairie Road. And also the crew of Argus is going to roll in conjunction with that. So it's good news for Sunday, but Saturday doesn't sound great. However, think back on this past Saturday. I missed it. Did the meteorologist ever talk about why it didn't really develop into a big system like they expected? Because last week we were told that Saturday was going to be terrible. And where I live at West End, at 10:30 at night, I got the first shower. Now, some of you may have gotten some showers, but for the most part, that really wasn't a very big deal Saturday. Now, they're saying this week that they don't know how the system is going to develop, which is good, which basically says, hey, you know what? It might sound bad, but it might not be as bad as we're suggesting. So I hope everything works out. Whatever plans are for Saturday, I hope everything works out great. But there is that chance. And we'll know more over the next couple of days. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have a lot to get to. And I'm still shocked by the news this morning that Southwest Airlines is going to start charging for baggage. Now, if you're a special Southwest member, if you pay a little extra here and there, then you get your bags free. They're also going to eliminate open seating, and Southwest Airlines is going to move toward reserve seating. You know, they're changing their whole business plan, and one of the things that has made Southwest so successful over the years is their business plan. Southwest Airlines started as an airline in Texas that flew between Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, and back to Dallas. It was that triangle, and there was a lot of business in Texas going through those cities. So it went Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and that was it. And when Southwest started to expand, they were brilliant in the way they did it. They very slowly and cautiously expanded, and they kept some things intact. And they have been respected and studied by marketing classes all over the country for their ability to market this airline. And while a lot of airlines have come and gone, a lot of low-cost airlines have come and gone, Southwest Airlines has done well. Now, I don't think their stock prices were ever that great, and I don't think the airlines do that well. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm not a stock market expert, but I followed this a while back, and I was surprised that Southwest Airlines didn't have better stock prices because it was such a successful business model. And almost every Southwest Airlines flight I got on seemed to be full. There were a few exceptions, but for the most part, man, those flights were full. So I thought, well, you know, they're doing really great. And I checked stock prices, and they weren't really that great. So anyway, you know, when you mess with the business model, you really take chances. But Southwest says that they need to do this to keep up. So we'll see what happens. Southwest is not always the cheapest airline. They don't always have the lowest fare. They consistently have low fares, but they do not always have the lowest fare. And now if they're charging for baggage, that's going to cause some people to consider other airlines when maybe they wouldn't have considered that before. All right, we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Also, the city council is saying that Mayor Cantrell broke the law. And right now, they're just talking about this. And there's been no announcement of any punishment. There doesn't have to be an announcement yet, but the city council has to punish Mayor Cantrell for breaking this law and going to D.C. when she wasn't supposed to travel. The city says, well, the plan was made, the trip plans were made before this ordinance was enacted by the city council. Well, that doesn't matter. You know, you can cancel trips. You don't have to go on a trip. You could cancel. So that's really not an excuse. But the mayor is brazen, and she's arrogant. And if the city council wants to complain about the mayor, they need to punish her. And if they don't punish her, they need to just be quiet and not do anything. But the city council, on behalf of the taxpayers of New Orleans, every one of the city council members, they owe it to the citizens of New Orleans to hold Mayor Cantrell accountable. And maybe they haven't done enough to punish her. This, oh, she shouldn't have done this, she shouldn't have done that, this little slap on the hand thing, that's not working against somebody as brazen and arrogant as Mayor Cantrell. So they need to punish her. In all probability, she's going to D.C., you know, on a job search. And she's going on our tax dollars. Now, I heard something in there about how, well, the city taxpayers are not paying for this trip. I'd like to see how that's going to play out. So, you know, anyway, here we go with the mayor again. Mayor Cantrell breaking the law. And if the city council doesn't do anything about it, well, then that becomes a problem for the city council. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have been spotted for the first time since the Super Bowl loss that Kansas City suffered here in New Orleans. They have been seen in Park City, Utah. And boy, this is a beautiful time of year to be in Park City. That spring skiing and spring snowboarding is amazing. So anyway, they are together and everything seems to be kosher at this particular point. We've talked about this before, but there's more vandalism against Tesla owners. And this is because people don't like Elon Musk. And they're mad at Elon Musk for the firings that Doja is part of. And they're just mad at Elon Musk, and they don't like the fact that he's co-president. And so people are taking it out on people who own Teslas. You know, and I want to warn you, you know, while that is it's a tangible object that you can attack, and you can't attack Elon Musk, and you can't get to Elon Musk, you can attack a Tesla. That's somebody's property. And you really shouldn't be attacking a Tesla, because it's not the Tesla's fault. You know, we don't control who gives birth to us. Elon Musk gave birth to the Tesla. That's not the Tesla's fault. The Tesla is in this world innocent of any wrongdoing. They didn't do anything wrong. They're just here. So, you know, leave the Tesla alone. Leave the Tesla dealerships alone. No need for vandalism there. Those people are just trying to make a living. You can be mad at Elon Musk, but I don't think you should take it out on Tesla or the Tesla dealerships. Let's see. So there's more going on with the tariffs and the trade wars. And I mentioned yesterday There's a Canadian energy company that provides some energy to citizens in Minnesota and New York, and it might be one other state as well, but Minnesota and New York, they get some of their energy from a Canadian energy company. This Canadian energy company is putting a new tariff on energy to U.S. citizens. And the U.S. citizens that get their energy from this Canadian company, the average customer is going to pay an average of $100 more a month because of the tariff war. So that's significant, another $100 a month. And then there's something in the news about Donald Trump bitching about this, and yet he was part of the deal that led to this happening in the first place. Man, I can't wait to get to that later, because again, you know, I hate to say it, but I get so much enjoyment out of pointing out hypocrisy, not just with Republicans or Donald Trump, but with everybody. And there's just too much hypocrisy. And I don't see why people don't do a better job seeing their own hypocrisy, but they don't. And now Donald Trump says that he wants to double down on tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, wants to raise it to 50%. So we could be headed for a recession. And this is not going to be Joe Biden's recession. It might have been had it happened organically, but it's not happening organically. It's happening because of Donald Trump's actions. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Rick Springfield is dealing with a brain injury that came from a fall 25 years ago. He fell off a stage 25 years ago, and he had a whole body scan done, and there's brain damage. And I tell you, the times that I have been in Rick's presence, the times that I have seen him on stage, I've never noticed anything wrong. I don't think Rick really knew exactly what was wrong. I wanted to talk to him. I talked to his manager just a little while ago, and his manager says that Rick is really tied up today and the rest of this week, that maybe next week or sometime in the very near future, we'll talk to Rick about this and some other things. And he's got a new album coming out as well. So, you know, he seems to be doing fine. He doesn't drink as much as he used to, and he really just talks about health in general. Rick Springfield is 75 years old, and the guy is ripped. I'm not kidding. He's ripped like a 35-year-old. He works out. He's very health conscious, and the guy looks great. But this has got to be, you know, a little concerning that he's got this brain damage from a fall 25 years ago. And Luke Combs, the country music artist, is suffering from a rare mental disorder that he says is all-encompassing. Have you learned about anything about yourself or your brain in recent life? You know, I've shared my story of my, you know, dealing with obsessive-compulsive disorder. I have a very serious case of that. It's under control now. I mean, I still deal with it, but it's basically under control. I wish I could just get rid of it, but, you know, you can't. So I deal with it. It's under control. But, you know, I mean, I hated my life, and it was terrible. And, you know, for a lot of baby boomers, we had issues, serious issues that they didn't know anything about. Psychiatrists, doctors didn't know anything about these things that were a problem for us. And so we just had to deal with it. And you know, maybe you got help later. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Rob Lowe said that he was required to do steamy sex scenes back in the 80s. And he says now that's unusual for an actor. I think that's going to lead us to a discussion about, I mean, we don't have to go into graphic details, but what were some of the steamiest, sexiest scenes in movies? We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's see, what else? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Oh, I know, I wanted to bring this up. You know, I've talked about the problem with allowing trans men or women who are truly trans, allowing them in the bathroom that corresponds with their gender at birth. there's a problem there. And this problem came up in Arizona when a woman who went into the Tucson Walmart bathroom was in a stall, and the police showed up, flashed a light on her shoes, and said, "Please come out. We need to talk to you. You need to come out. You need to get out of here." This was a trans woman who looked like a man, but she had a vagina. In fact, she lifted up her skirt or pants. I think she was wearing pants. She lifted it up and showed it to the police. And they said she still looked like a man. The problem with true trans people in the bathrooms that correspond with their gender at birth is that they look like men, or they look just like women. And there are going to be a lot of average people who use these restrooms who think they're in the restroom, in the ladies' room, with a man. But it's a woman. If she has a, you know, she's a woman, even though she looks like a dude. And some people who are trans look just like dudes. So many people who comment on this issue don't even know trans people. I mean, they think it's so easy to spot trans people. It's not that easy. And so what you're saying is it's best for a woman who looks just like a dude. And when I say looks like a dude, I mean, you can't tell that it's a woman. And I know somebody like this. I know somebody who has a daughter that has become her son. And I have been in his presence. You can't tell. I mean, you beard and everything, you cannot tell. But this person still has a vagina. And then there are men who look that much like women that you want them in the men's room. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more. We'll talk more details about this coming up in just a bit. Let's see. If you want to join us with a comment, excuse me, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, I know you know about this issue, but it is quite possible that people are going to see what they think is a man in the ladies' room, and it's really a woman. And she even showed her you-know-what to the cops, and one of them still said, "Well, you still look like a man." Well, whether she looks like a man or not, she is biologically a woman, and even though she looks just like a man and might be intimidating to other women in the bathroom, that's where she belongs, according to many laws.
Yeah, are you talking about the in Phoenix, in Pima County, Arizona? Is that where the story was? Okay, good.
Yes.
Because I wasn't sure. Because the volume of stories like this that are coming down the pike for every single one of us is going to be huge. This issue, I mean, if you're one of the people that, is saying like, well, keep the trans people out of the wrong bathrooms. Like, if you think that issue is going away because of all these new laws dictating that your, sex assigned at birth is where you have to go pee, because those laws are being implemented around the country, that this story is going away, man, you got a rude awakening coming. You're going to see stories like this happening multiple times a day, everywhere across the country, in cities and in towns and airports and stadiums and schools and offices and everywhere else. And I hope that when that moment comes that you realize, oh, I actually had it totally backwards about this. And you should let people use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender. Then I hope you remember who warned you about this.
Yeah,
and what a stupid thing this is to do.
We've been talking about this for a long time. And the judgment on this issue comes from people who are ignorant about trans people. There are women. I mean, are you listening? There are women, and I guarantee that you could not tell they're women. There are women you cannot tell. Voice, clothing, no breasts, a beard, and just, again, clothing that a man would wear. The way a man would wear it. what about your daughter going into that bathroom and there's somebody like that going into a stall? Your daughter or granddaughter may be freaked out because they're going to think it's a man. But if you want people in the bathroom based on their gender at birth, then you're saying you want that person in there. That person is going to intimidate people. And there could even be some stupid man who comes on to some really attractive trans person who is really a male who looks just like a woman who is in the men's room. And when he reaches down there, he's going to find a surprise. He's going to find something he didn't expect to find. And he deserves that. But this is what is going to result from this. So, you know, we'll talk about this afternoon. All right, if you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. And again, I'm going to say this one more time. The city council must punish Mayor Cantrell, or the city council has failed because she broke the law.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's another incredible afternoon. I hope you have enjoyed a little bit of light at the end of the day. You know, I noticed that traffic yesterday, I was out in traffic after the show, and I noticed that traffic in general on the Pontchartrain Expressway was lighter earlier. And I wonder if people really made an effort to try to get home earlier because it was going to be light. I don't know, maybe that was a part of your plan, but it definitely wasn't as heavy as I was expecting. And the only thing that was different was we had switched to daylight savings time. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Southwest Airlines ending free checked baggage policy. Not happy about that. I mean, this was really one of the great things about flying Southwest. And everything about flying Southwest is not the most convenient thing. But getting, you know, free checked bags, that was cool. Now, if you're a Rapid Rewards A-List preferred member or a passenger who's part of the top-tier Business Select group, then you're going to be able to have two bags free. Frequent flyer A-List members, Southwest branded credit card holders. Oh, I have one of those. and other select passengers will be allowed one check bag. Okay, well, I've got a Southwest credit card, so I'm feeling a little better about that. But all other passengers are going to be charged for their first and second bags on flights booked after May 28th. Big change. And then I think Southwest is ultimately going to move toward select seating, assigned seating. You know, one of the benefits of Southwest Airlines, and I don't mean this in a negative way, because, look, I've got grandkids who travel, and I respect people who have to travel with their kids. But sometimes you might not be in the mood to be around children, and that's okay. Sometimes you can't avoid it. One thing that I like about Southwest Airlines, especially if you're in that B boarding group, or maybe even late in the A group, you can kind of see where the kids are seated, because many of them board early. And you can kind of see where the families are, and you can go sit somewhere else. If you've got assigned seating in advance of getting on the flight, you don't ever know where you're going to end up on that flight, and you might end up right next to the kids. And again, I'm not saying anything negative about kids, but, you know, often when I fly, I'm reading something for work, or I'm writing, or I'm doing work. And I want to concentrate. And as much as I love kids, there are times that I don't want to be around the kids. And so that's one of the things that I liked about the idea that I can pick my seat. Okay, we'll see. There's this family here, this family there. There's that family there and that family there. So there's a spot for me to go, and I'm not going to be around a family. So that was always one of the benefits that I thought about that. Hey, here's something we have to talk about this afternoon. Bill Maher was in an interview with Kid Rock yesterday. This was on his podcast, Club Random. And Bill Maher said to Kid Rock, "I don't know if I'll ever see another Democrat president." And Bill Maher may be right. Bill Maher may be right. Who are the Democrats coming up? Who are the young Democrats? I'm sure they're out there. They got to be out there. There have to be some moderate Democrats who are cool enough to not be some whacked out left-wing radical liberal. They've got to be some Democrats who aren't, you know, Antifa kissing, you know, ACO butt kissing liberals. There've got to be some moderate Democrats who could steal a lot of votes from Republicans because they're not Donald Trump, or because they're not right-wing radicals. There've got to be some Democrats out there, but where are they? And, man, this is the time to start giving them some publicity. So, again, I don't know where they are, so I agree with Bill Maher. It's possible, unless things change for the Democrats, there will never be another Democrat who's president of the United States. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Scoot?
Great.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, I know that you go to Oregon and everything, you know, and mm-hmm. you fly. Last night, I saw something, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know how sometimes you see something, you're reading it, and you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, when did this happen? Was this from a few weeks back, or what? Well, I got a shock last night. I realized that what I was reading, I was looking at the date and everything, I was reading, it was in Pennsylvania, I think Lancaster. Yeah. It was Sunday. There was a plane crash, and then yesterday a plane crash. What was becoming weekly is now becoming daily, and it had me very upset. I just couldn't get over what I was seeing. One was a medical plane, it said, and there were five people dead. I think it was the pilot and five people they had on the plane there. Five people dead on the plane. Two plane crashes in 2 days. I don't know what's happening. And insofar as this trans situation, I know somebody, I don't know them anymore. They passed away. I don't know why, a few years back. And this is how it goes. And this is not good. It's a tricky situation, the whole thing. It really is. When you're transitioning, you have to live it for a year before you can take the testosterone, let's say, or the estrogen, okay, and then you have the physical surgery. Now, I asked this person, we were communicating on Facebook. He was wearing a wig and a dress, and I mean, you could tell it was a man. Now, I know that the person would never harm a woman. This person wasn't that kind of person. But I mean, any guy could go wear a wig, wear a dress, go in a women's bathroom. I asked him, I said, okay, I said, you live in this for a year, but you haven't taken any of the hormones yet, and of course, you haven't had the surgery. And it was a picture of him and someone else, another person, sitting at a table at a restaurant. So I said, what happens when you have to go to a bathroom? I said, you obviously can't go in the men's room looking like that. And you know, so he says, he was going in the women's room. But, I mean, you could look at him and see he was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Not having any estrogen or anything yet, nothing had changed. It was a man. You could tell he was what he was born.
But and as you said, it's kind of tricky because it's tricky because you said to him, well, you can't go in the men's room dressed like that because it doesn't seem logical that you go in the men's room dressed like that. But he still looks like a man, so he might freak people out in the ladies' room. But Janice, do you trust me when I tell you that there are women?
No, I never trust you. I'm joking.
There are women. You would not know that they're women. They look so much like men.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's the same thing, right?
If that person goes in the ladies' room, that person is going to freak out a lot of people because they look like a man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing. There was a man. Well, I call it a man. Wanted to join the police force, and they didn't let him. But I don't think that was right. I don't think that should have been based on the fact that he was transgender. I think it should have been based on other things. But I mean, to see, I sent a picture the other day of him to my cousin. To see this person, it's a man, really.
Janice,
and I don't know what's in his underwear or anything, but still, to look at him, he's a man. And
Janice,
he shouldn't go in the ladies' room, no.
Aren't you glad that you and I don't have to worry about this? Because you are the epitome of femininity, and I am the epitome of masculinity, and you and I don't have to worry about this.
Well, I mean, if you're out in public, well, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about it, because a man isn't going to rape a man, and a woman isn't going to really rape a man.
Wait a minute. Men rape men. Men rape men.
Well, I mean,
I don't have any firsthand experience, but men rape men. And Janice, I can't tell you how many times that I'm looked at and people see me at the sink in the men's room and they walk in and then they walk right back out and look at the door because they think they see me. They think they walked into the ladies' room. I don't think I look anything like a woman.
Yeah, well, one time I thought I was going into the men's room. They had a woman standing there and I was looking at the face, you know. I didn't realize that there weren't urinals there, and the person was standing sideways, looking down at the phone.
Well, wait, you thought you were going into the men's room? You wanted to go into the men's room?
No, I thought I accidentally
I didn't go in, but I said
to myself, wait a minute, I'm going the wrong way.
I
realized that, and I eventually went in, and it was a woman. I found out what it was later. It was a lesbian. It was a woman who looked like a man.
Okay, I need to get to a break here.
She was a woman.
I need to get to a break here. I can't explain the plane crashes. I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, I wonder if when it comes to civil aviation, I wonder if there have been any changes that have led some people to flying when they shouldn't fly. I wonder if there's a lack of upkeep when it comes to some aircraft. I can't explain it. It might just be a coincidence, but to this day, I'm not afraid to fly. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. Bill Belichick, he's the head coach of the University of North Carolina, North Carolina Tar Heels. He used to be the coach of the Patriots. Bill Belichick is 72. His girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is 24. Whenever he goes somewhere, it looks like it must be Daddy, bring your daughter to work day. So this is kind of funny. Bill Belichick appears to fall asleep at a basketball game with his girlfriend, Jennifer Hudson, next to him. I wonder if Jordan maybe maybe kept Daddy up a little bit late the night before. You know, I mean, I know it's cool to be with somebody younger, but in the case of Bill Belichick, it just seems to be a little bit ridiculous. But hey, you know what? If you fall in love with somebody, you fall in love with them. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 1975, Alice Cooper released the album Welcome to My Nightmare. This was the first album that was considered Alice's first solo artist album. He had been with the Alice Cooper Band that had broken up, and Welcome to My Nightmare was his first album as a solo artist, and he's been a solo artist since then. There was a tour that followed the release of the album that was incredible. The production was amazing, with dancers and video screens and giant spiders and just a very macabre, dark ambiance about this. In fact, Alice Cooper, I think this was the year, it was either 75 or 76, I think it was 75. This was the year that Alice Cooper was the Grand Marshal of Endymion. And if you have any pictures of Alice Cooper in Endymion, when you look at the float and you see the Cyclops, I'm in the Cyclops outfit. They needed somebody who was under 5'8" to be in the costume, and that was me. And I had a great time, but it was kind of brutal. But you know, there's something interesting about Alice today, because Alice is now a born again Christian. And so, in my last conversation with Alice, I asked him, "Does your born again Christian beliefs do they contradict your dark, macabre stage persona?"
No, I've examined it very, very closely. What I do on stage is pure theater. Rock and roll does not belong to the devil. I don't know how he got his hands on it. Some of it does, I would say, you know. But I think if it's quality and it's really good, it probably belongs to the Lord.
Yeah, I love that answer. I thought that was just the coolest answer. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. A beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and we're, you know, talking about a number of things, as we usually are. And again, I want to say this. There should be pressure on the New Orleans City Council to punish Mayor Cantrell. Don't pass a law and let her defy the law. And the law was, the ordinance was, no city employees traveling, not even to conferences, because the city claims it doesn't have any money. And Mayor Cantrell goes to this conference. Now, I think there's something in the story about taxpayers are not being billed for this. You know, this could be smoke and mirrors from the mayor. But I'd like to see some proof of that. But if the mayor did indeed travel on taxpayer dollars, the city council has no choice but to punish her. I mean, they really don't. If the city council wants any credibility whatsoever, they need to punish her. And there are a few people on there. One of them's already announced that she's running for governor, for mayor. If there are people on there running for mayor, how they treat this is going to have an impact on what they say when they're running for mayor. I mean, if somebody from the outside runs for mayor and the city council's sitting there and they don't do anything to punish Mayor Cantrell, then that's a problem. That's a problem for the city council. I mean, they've got to punish her. You can't let her just, you know, do whatever she wants to do. I mean, she's brazen enough to do whatever she wants to do, but you really can't let her get away with that. And if you do, then that is a problem. Ian, do we have time for any text? Okay, we don't. All right, we're going to get to your text when we come back in the next hour. And a lot more still to talk about. And, you know, I'm concerned about Rick Springfield. He has now discovered that he has brain damage as a result of a concert fall 25 years ago. But he's also talking about wanting to know what's wrong with him. And some people don't want to know. Some people don't want to know if there's something wrong with them. And he said that his dad put off getting a checkup for a long, long time, and his dad ended up dying because he had a stomach issue and didn't want to know what was wrong, so he didn't get help. And so Rick is very, very health conscious. And, you know, especially if you're a baby boomer, are you doing things to make yourself healthier now? And what are those things? Because, you know, you can live a really long, great life. I mean, look at Mick Jagger. People like that are still kicking it, and he's over 80 years old. So, you know, it can be done. And for those of you who are millennials and Zoomers and Xers, you know, you got to be thinking about your bodies, too, and what you put in your bodies. And if you take care of your bodies, you, too, could live a very long, great life. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment, the Okadar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's another track from, we used to say this back in FM radio, here's another track from Alice Cooper's latest release, Welcome to My Nightmare. This is Department of Youth, Alice Cooper. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, a sad day on this day last year, 2024, Eric Carmen, at the age of 74, passed away. Eric Carmen was first with the Raspberries. They had a big hit in 1972, Go All the Way. It made it all the way to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Always loved that song. It was banned by the BBC in the UK for sexually suggestive lyrics. You know, go all the way. Like, you know, if you're in the back seat of a car, you're first base, second base. Don't go all the way. Go home. Go all the way. Anyway, later in life, he had solo hits like Hungry Eyes and Make Me Lose Control. Eric Carmen passed away at the age of 74 1 year ago today. All right, we're coming back with a lot more. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I hope you get a chance to enjoy it now or after work, now that it's a little lighter.